Pakistan looks across the border at India and sees an industrial power, larger population, larger military, great economic potential, and they ask themselves, how can we defend our existence against this large aggressor as they see it? And they have two answers. One is we need a nuclear deterrent so that they can't invade us with their army without risking nuclear escalation. And two, we can use these Islamist militias as asymmetrical balancers. For example, the Kashmir groups tie down hundreds of thousands of Indian troops. And in Afghanistan, they can keep India off balance in a regional sense and prevent India from kind of coming around Pakistan's back door, as the Pakistani army would see it, and destabilizing the country. In fact, I think this outlook by Pakistani army officers and the security services is paranoid. It's not actually what India is attempting to do. But because they believe it, they act on that basis, and in doing so, further the instability in Afghanistan.
Well, what is India actually attempting to do?
I think India wants a stable region in which its economic and security interests are protected. Pakistan, in theory, wants the same thing, but they see themselves as still in an existential contest. And I think what India has regional interests in Afghanistan and Iran and Central Asia that mostly have to do with its insatiable need for energy supplies. They need footholds in gas and oil producing regions in their own neighborhood so that over time they can pipe the energy they need into India. Pakistan sees India with that agenda and an additional nefarious one, which is the instability of Pakistan itself.